Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has brought much of the world's activity to a standstill, including political campaigns. That means races here in Massachusetts and the presidential campaign suddenly look very different. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks looks at what it means for the candidates and the voters.
Let's start here in Massachusetts, where Congressman Joe Kennedy is running to replace Senator Ed Markey. Kennedy suspended his campaign last week and is now hosting virtual town halls on Facebook and YouTube like this.
We've been running, as you all know, a very aggressive retail-based campaign. A lot of handshakes, a lot of high fives, a lot of fist bumps, a lot of hugs. And you just can't do that right now.
Kennedy uses these electronic meetups to keep constituents abreast of the epidemic and how Washington is responding. The incumbent senator, Ed Markey, has done pretty much the same thing. Here he is recently at a telepress conference with healthcare experts.
Our campaign staff has been working remotely for 2 days. I've suspended all in-person activities.
Markey says instead of campaigning, he's concentrating on passing legislation to fight the coronavirus epidemic and to help working Americans.
This is the only thing that I'm focused on, and I'm going to continue to do that until we ensure that we have the resources for our state and for our country to deal with this emergency.
So for the coming weeks, if not months, the traditional campaign is gone. No rallies, kissing babies, and knocking doors.
All of that will have to change, and that is new territory for us.
Peter Ubertasio is a political scientist and a dean at Stonehill College outside of Boston. He says what's not new is this. Modern political campaigns invest heavily in digital, so the good ones can ramp up their existing efforts to reach supporters online and through social media. But he says the challenge is how to reach new voters.
We know that the single best way to get someone to go out to vote for you is to send a volunteer to their home, have a conversation with them, and then follow up. That's not going to happen.
Ubertasio says that lack of outreach could suppress voter turnout, particularly in the primary election between Kennedy and Markey in September. The new reality has transformed the presidential contest in similar ways. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders are no longer holding rallies. At last Sunday's debate in Washington, D.C., there was no live audience, and they greeted each other with an elbow bump instead of shaking hands.
Guess we can say hi, right?
The coronavirus pandemic dominated the debate and included this question from CNN's Dana Bash.
What are you doing to protect yourself?
Well, a great deal. I'm not shaking hands. Joe and I did not shake hands. And I am very careful about...
So how will the coronavirus affect the presidential election? Here's Heather Cox Richardson, a historian at Boston College.
The idea that we are facing an election in the middle of a crisis seems like it's catastrophic today. But the reality is that crises happen and elections happen in the middle of them.
The Spanish flu pandemic of 1918 happened during a midterm election. But a presidential election campaign amidst a pandemic is unprecedented. However, elections have happened during wars, depressions, and recessions. Richardson says history shows that Americans generally stick with incumbent presidents in wartime and turn against them during economic crises.
In times of a recession, there doesn't seem to be any reason to stick with that party in power. You might as well try something else. And my guess is that's what we're looking at this time around.
Richardson says the economic crisis accompanying the pandemic doesn't bode well for President Trump. And she says the likelihood that he won't be able to hold huge rallies to excite his base could also hobble his reelection effort. But Peter Ubertasio is less certain of that.
What I expect will happen is he will just continue to do what he's always done, which is to use social media and friendly media outlets to drive home his preferred narrative. And that will be very effective for him.
Ubertasio argues that big rallies are less important to an incumbent president, especially to one so adept at using social media. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.